Hello, this is Ryan George from The Thing You're Currently Watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for Seinfeld that I made several years ago, and then stick around after because I will discuss it.
While you're doing that, I'm gonna draw the soup Nazi.
So you have a show for me.
Yeah, so it's a sitcom created by a comedian named Jerry Seinfeld.
What's his comedy like?
Oh, it's great. He'll be on stage like, what is the deal with airline food?
Okay.
Yeah, and then sometimes he's like, what is the deal with other stuff?
I guess that sounds relatable.
Yeah, and then other times he's like, what is the deal?
Okay, you could stop doing that voice now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's not what he sounds like, is it?
Kind of.
Ish.
Also, he's not the best actor in the world, so he's probably gonna be on the verge of laughing all the time.
Oh.
Or at the very least, smiling all the time, no matter what the situation is.
Okay, well, maybe people won't mind all that.
So the show's gonna follow a fictional version of Jerry and basically show how a comedian comes up with material.
Interesting, so we're gonna see his everyday life with his friends and stuff?
Yeah, it'll be him and his three friends that are also, you know, high-functioning sociopaths.
Wait, what?
He has three friends.
Yeah, but Jerry and his friends are high-functioning sociopaths?
Oh yeah, none of the main characters have any sense of moral responsibility or social conscience whatsoever.
Wow, so they're holes.
Oh yeah.
So tell me more about the other sociopaths.
Well, one of them is named George.
What's his deal?
He's short, stocky, and bald, and instead of speaking, he's just gonna scream every line and kind of flail his arms around.
Got it.
Then there's Elaine, who used to date Jerry and is a terrible dancer.
Great.
Then there's Kramer.
And what's he like?
Oh, he's great. Of the high-functioning sociopaths, he's the least high-functioning.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he's gonna do this thing where he opens doors really fast.
Oh.
Yeah, and that'll kind of be his thing.
I'll be honest, I don't get that.
He's gonna open the door in a funny way.
Okay.
If you get the right actor, I'm sure it'll play.
All right. So what kind of situations are these characters gonna get themselves into?
Some pretty funny ones, and this stuff's gonna be relatable forever.
Oh, that's good, because sometimes after a couple of years, storylines from sitcoms don't hold up anymore.
That is not gonna be a problem here. The stuff is never gonna feel dated.
So what kind of situations are we talking?
You know, like when you need to call somebody, but somebody's using the payphone?
Ugh, I hate that.
Or like when you're supposed to meet up with someone, but you can't find them, and you're like, what am I supposed to do now?
That is always going to be a problem.
Yeah, unless somebody invents a way to send, like, an instant message or something.
Yeah, right, maybe in 100 years or so.
Also, we'll talk about how rude it is to use a cell phone to call somebody.
So rude.
That's never gonna be an okay thing to do.
It's very selfish.
It's gross is what it is.
Agreed.
So what kind of humor would you say the show has?
Well, I'd say very much like Seinfeld stand-up. So he'll make observations and stuff?
Exactly, like maybe they'll be at the post office and he'll be like, why is there always a line at the post office?
Hmm. Okay,
what's wrong?
Well, they don't sound like jokes, they sound like observations.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it gonna be hard to get viewers at home to laugh at observations?
No, actually super easy, barely an inconvenience.
What do you mean?
Well, I figure we can lean like really heavy into the laugh track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like if the studio audience can lose their minds between every sentence, that'd be great.
We can arrange that.
Then while that's happening, we can have the characters stand there and just look at each other like,
and that's gonna work.
Oh, for sure, it's gonna take like mundane conversations and turn them into hilarious moments.
You have an example?
Sure, so this is between Elaine and Jerry after Elaine went on a date and the guy took his wiener out.
Go for it.
He took it out.
He what?
He took it out.
He took what out?
It.
He took it out?
Yes, sirree, Bob.
And viewers at home will think that's funny.
They will if there's a laugh track between every single sentence.
Fascinating.
And so that's about it. We'll just have these four holes running around New York City and getting into trouble.
Sounds good to me.
Great.
And you know what? I think I have a person in mind for that Kramer character.
Who's that?
Yeah, this actor named Michael Richards. Great guy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and you know how some actors are very hot-headed and get themselves into trouble?
Like scandals and stuff?
That is never gonna be a problem for this guy.
There you have it. That soup cannot see.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thanks.
I'm wearing a hat today because I didn't put the stuff in my hair and do the, I got a newborn baby at home. I got to make choices like that to save time.
The sacrifices you make for your children is beautiful.
So I figured I'd revisit this pitch meeting because Jerry Seinfeld has reintroduced himself into the world because he made a Pop-Tart movie, a movie about Pop-Tarts.
And then he went on a press tour talking about how you can't be funny anymore, which is, I guess, why he made the Pop-Tarts movie.
Jerry's very upset about woke culture not letting you do things you used to be able to do, like publicly dating a 17-year-old when you're a famous 38-year-old comedian, stuff like that.
He's right. Woke culture probably wouldn't let you make a Pop-Tart movie or a B-movie if you did that kind of thing today.
Crazy times we live in, it's quite something.
Anyway, so this was the 13th pitch meeting I ever made, and I honestly, I don't think That was super good.
If you enjoyed that, thank you, but I... Nah. Rewatching that, here's what I think happened. I don't think I really did much research at all, which is usually where I spend a ton of time.
Pitch meetings for TV shows are more work because it's obviously a lot more to watch and a lot more to research, but with modern TV shows, usually being like 8 episodes, it's doable. Seinfeld ran for like 180 episodes, so there was no way I was gonna rewatch all that. But in retrospect, I probably should have watched a couple. I think pretty much this whole video was based on my recollection of Seinfeld from when I saw it in the 90s when I was a child.
There was probably a middle ground to find. I probably could have watched a couple.
And I should have done more digging on the internet. This feels too general.
Like several people pointed out in the comment section of this pitch meeting, they actually pitched Seinfeld in Seinfeld. How did I not do something meta with that? How did I not reference the B-movie, the Soup Nazi, or the Shrinkage, or any of the famous lines?
I spent a minute of this pitch meeting talking about the overuse of laugh track on the show. If I was making this pitch meeting today, that would have been a lot shorter, and I also probably would have tried to do more of a show don't tell kind of thing, where in order to convince the producer guy that this is a doable thing, the screenwriter guy would have brought a laugh track with him, and then everything he said would have been funny. Would have made producer guy laugh in a giggly way. I also think I probably would have done a rapid fire back and forth of just as many poorly aged things as I could find, with the two characters confidently thinking that they would not age poorly.
So yeah, not my favorite pitch meeting, but people have done worse things, so I'll let myself off the hook.
Now, for the rewriting portion of these revisited things, people have been generally enjoying those, it seems like, just judging by the comment section. And I promise I'll get back into that for the next revisited. It's just, again, I have a newborn baby at home. Here's a stock photo of a baby as proof. And the ironic thing about the rewriting portion is that in these videos, the revisit videos, which originally I'm making so that I can spend more time on other projects, writing takes a lot of time, despite how quickly edited they are.
So I'm giving myself a week off of the rewriting section of the revisited thing so that I can take care of this stock photo baby.
But it will be back when my life gets a tiny little bit easier.
I hope that's okay and that you're not too upset, and here is question time.
What was it like to work with the peeps over at Hysha? Your cameo in their video for Madam Web was awesome, and I'd love to hear how that came about.
So for those who don't know, Hysha is How It Should Have Ended, which is a really great channel that also does stuff on movies. They're YouTube legends, they've been around for a long time, and if you didn't see it, they included me in their Madam Web video, which I'll link in the description. I was absolutely honored that they reached out. I'm a big fan of what they do, and in terms of working together, it was really super easy.
I was about to say super simple. I don't know why I thought that would be an okay thing to do.
They reached out to me and they're like, hey, we have a bit where we'd like to do the pitch meeting thing in our Madam Web video. Would you be interested? Is that okay? And they're also like, the video's going up in a couple of days, so let us know if it's possible. And that really impressed me because animation is time consuming. The fact that a couple of days before release, they're still getting voices, crazy. These people work fast. Very, very impressive.
Hey, Ryan, very kind words. Have you ever thought about doing a pitch meeting entirely in French?
I think it would be a funny April Fool's prank or something to do like a classic French movie pitch meeting entirely in French. I think that for me to do a French pitch meeting and for it to not tank, there would have to be some kind of worldwide phenomenon French movie, kind of like when I did RRR, you know? YouTube algorithm is a scary and delicate thing and you don't want to mess with it too much.
So the ball's in your court, Paris Cinema or Quebec Cinema. I mean, we make things here too. Maybe something will strike a chord.
Hi, Ryan. Kind words. What's your favorite food?
Warmest of Canadian goodbyes from the Caribou region.
Stereotypically, I do love a good poutine,
but blasphemously, I like to put weird stuff on it, like ketchup, or there's places that make like General Tao poutine. That's really good. But beyond that, my absolute favorite food is probably just like a good club sandwich.
Très bon. Délicieux.
Hey, Ryan. Great videos. Quick question. So like, what's up?
Not much.
Okay, thanks for watching. Please send me more questions.